Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Palestinian health officials said Israeli military strikes killed dozens across the Gaza Strip Saturday. Medics said several of them were in a school housing displaced families. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reporting.
The Israeli military said its forces were continuing operations against Hamas across the Gaza Strip, adding they had killed several gunmen in Rafah and Jabalia and were dismantling military infrastructure. Residents and medical officials in Gaza said Israeli forces were bombing houses and besieging hospitals, preventing medical and food supplies from entering to force them to leave Jabalia camp. Israeli officials said they had issued evacuation orders aimed at separating Hamas fighters from civilians and denied that there was any systematic plan to clear civilians out of Jabalia or other northern areas.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. AP correspondent Charles D. Ledesma reports on Israel searching through Hezbollah tunnels in southern Lebanon, saying they're similar to the ones in Gaza.
Israel's war against the Iran-backed militant group stretches far inside Lebanon, and its airstrikes in recent weeks have killed more than 1,700 people, about a quarter of whom were women and children, according to local health authorities. But its ground campaign has centered on a narrow patch of land just along the border, where Hezbollah has had a long-standing presence.
AP's Charles de Ledesma. The U.S. is investigating an unauthorized release of classified documents that assess Israel's plans to attack Iran and notes that Israel continues to move military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's blistering ballistic missile attack on October 1st. Three U.S. officials told the Associated Press an investigation is in progress. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's foreign minister has pledged his support for Ukraine's plan for ending the war with Russia. The minister told reporters in Kyiv on Saturday that he would work with Ukrainian officials to secure other nations' backing for the proposal. The so-called victory plan was unveiled by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier in the week. He suggests the plan will compel Russia to end its invasion of Ukraine through negotiations. The French foreign minister's visit coincided with a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine late Friday. There were 190 prisoners of war traded by the two sides under a deal negotiated by the United Arab Emirates. A man threw multiple firebombs at the headquarters of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party in Tokyo Saturday before crashing his car into the fence of the prime minister's residence.
The suspect, 49-year-old Atsunobu Usuda, was arrested at the scene on charges of obstructing official duties, with additional charges potentially forthcoming. While the motive for the attack remains unclear, Japanese media reports suggest that social media posts believed to be Usuda's expressed frustration over the high cost of running for office in Japan. The ruling Liberal Democratic Party, currently embroiled in a widening scandal involving questionable funding practices and suspected tax evasion, declined to comment on the attack, directing all inquiries to law enforcement. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Women and men have demonstrated together in Paris and other French cities in support of Gisèle Pelicot against sexual violence as well. VOA's Alexis Strope with more.
The issue was highlighted by the harrowing trial of Pelicot's ex-husband and dozens of other men being prosecuted for rapes while she was unconscious. Saturday's demonstrations outside Paris's criminal court in the southeastern city of Lyon and elsewhere underscored how Pelicot's courage in speaking about her ordeal is inspiring people in France and beyond. They're also horrified by the scale and brutality of the abuse she suffered over the course of a decade. Demonstrators denounced what they said is laxity from the French justice system towards sexual violence. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Cuba's government says some electricity has been restored on the island after one of the country's major power plants failed and left millions without electricity for 2 days. The energy minister, Vicente de la Olive, said that the country had 500 megawatts of energy in its electrical grid early Saturday. He posted on X that several substations in the West now have electricity. He also said two thermal electric power plants are back and two more will resume in operation. Now, about half of Cuba was plunged into darkness on Thursday evening, followed by the entire island Friday morning after one of the plants failed. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.